Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain, where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him." Last week, millions of people watched one of the greatest sporting events of the year, the Super Bowl. For people like us who merely watched the game, the event lasted a few hours. But for the players and coaches who participated, the event was the culmination of days of preparation. Practices were held, the game film was watched, and meetings were attended, all to be prepared for the biggest game of the year. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus prepares us for an even greater challenge than the Super Bowl. He prepares us to face life in this sin-filled world. In this world, Jesus' glory will not always appear as clearly as it did on the mountain that day. There will be trials and temptations, and times when we will wonder where our Jesus is. When facing these difficult days, glance back at the Mount of Transfiguration. See your Jesus and the glory that is His alone. Remember that He is the Almighty and was willing to go back down the mountain so He could be crucified on another. There, on the hill called Calvary, Jesus' glory shone most brightly. Beneath the blood and sweat and horror, you see the glory of His love for you, a love that paid for your sins so that one day you can experience the glory of the Transfiguration forever. May this reality prepare you for the valleys you will walk through in this world. May it make you all the more eager to view His glory in heaven, where He is preparing a place for all His believers. Lord Jesus, thank you for using your transfiguration to prepare me for the valleys of this life. When I am tempted to doubt your power and glory, turn my eyes back to that mountain and renew my strength. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.